Boker Tov, everyone. Chavvav Ma'cheshvan, Siman Yudches. We're going from Yud to Yud Dalet. Seif Yud, Shmonesa. When you're davening Shmonesa, our faces, if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, should be turned towards Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael itself, you should be davening towards Yerushalayim. If in Yerushalayim, you should be davening towards the Mikdash. In all cases, the idea, as Mishnah Berurah says, that you should be viewing yourself. This is another meditative experience, as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, shmuzim with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And of Schwab Zechatzadik, it was beautiful in his Akadama, how each part of the Tefillah itself is broken down, that at the end of Shabbat, when you get to Shmoneh Esrei, you're in Kodesh HaKadoshim. You look at, there's a website from a Chashav Talmud Chacham in Lakewood called Kosher Java, which basically shows the two ways of calculating the directions. It's called the Rum Line, and another system, which is really based on the Levush and other Achreinim. But the Pashup Shat is that, look, for example, his example, the Levush has, is if you're in Europe, you're not really davening towards the east. Besides that, there could be a problem davening directly towards the sun. Rather, you're really davening southeast. And if you're in Africa, La Marshall, I've seen a lot of people use their phone app and looking for the east, and it's incorrect. You're looking towards the north. Now, Kizu Shulchan Aruch, so that's what the Shulchan himself gives us, an example of Europe, which I just mentioned. The point is that everyone, no matter where you are, is davening towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's why this area of the Mikdash is called Talpius, because it's a tell, it's a mound that everyone is turning to, and all the tefillos go through this gate, which is Kodesh HaKadoshim up to Shamayim. When a person is by the Kaisel, there's a fascinating truth from Jews on Hoggis, because lately, I don't know, the past few years, people started davening a little bit in an angle towards the left. And the Svara sounds very correct, because really that's more where Kodesh HaKadoshim is. However, if you look at Rav Sternbach, Shlita, he should have four Shlema, so he actually writes that it's not your pasha at all, and therefore I think the minhag is to just daven directly to the Kaisa. When it comes to bowing down and doing what's called Kriya Nishtachava, there are four times you do so. The first time is the beginning of the first bracha and the end of the bracha, and also by Moedim is the second time, Tchil Vasoy, beginning and end. Now, here is how it works. The Kitzur teaches us when a person is Kirea, that means when you say Baruch, you're bowing down. You're actually moving, you're bending your knees. That's Kriya. Mishtachave is when you're saying Atah, so you're bowing down. And then you straighten yourself up, and then you say Hashem's name. The Balatanya and other Mekubalim. And it's interesting that the Chaim Kanievsky shows it's really a machlekes. I mean, it seems to be from the Yerushalmi, like the Kitzur Shachanoch, meaning that you straighten out before you say Hashem's name. But I think, like I said, the Mekubam by many and the Minig by most people is they actually straighten themselves up during the Hashem itself, meaning Baruch Atah Hashem, as they're saying Hashem is straightening themselves up, but according to Zizhoch, it's not correct. And like I said from Abraham Kanievsky, Sichon Elivracha, it's Mashma also that it's not correct. Rather, you should straighten yourself up first and then say Hashem's name. How far down? You should go as far, but not as the parallel to your belt, which is quite a good stretch. Someone told me when he saw Moshe Zechatzadik Livach, he would mamash drop down. Mamash couldn't see him. But the Kitzur himself says not to do too much because of Yehoira. Elokai Netzol. After you finish Elokai Netzol, you take three steps back, three average steps, like an Eved and Niftal Merabi, saying goodbye to your Rebbe and your master. And a person should do the following. The simple way to do it is what's called Erkav Etzad Guda. That means you step back with your left. And then your right foot goes a little bit beyond, your toe is going to go beyond the heel, the back of the heel of your left, and then again with your left foot. The reason why you start with your left is because, so it's left, right, left. The reason why you do so is because you're trying to show, most people when they go start walking back, they walk back with their right foot. But here you're trying to show that you don't want to leave the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So therefore you start with your left foot. Now when you're stepping back, you are doing it bikriya. That means you bow down. You turn to your left first, which is the yamin, the right of the shechina that we have been davening in front of. So this is all while you're still bowing down. And then, so you say the words, Oysa Shalom B'moimav. Then you turn to your right, which again is still bowed down. And you say, Huyasa Shalom Aleinu. And then you bow down in front of you. And then Piskatur is being Sevediv and Achayim that you actually do a deeper dip. Bowing, and you say, and at this point, you straighten up and you say, etc. The reason why you do that, the Kitzur says beautifully, is because tefillah instead of the avodah, but we daven that we should be zeichet to do the real avodah, the full avodah. Now, when it comes to stepping, once you step back three steps, if you're davening b'tzibu, you should really stay in that position with your feet together all the way at least until kedusha. A person should not turn around to turn around and disturb other people. If you're davening Maariv, by the way, the person can say by Maariv for Friday night, you wait till they start Vayechulu. Regular Maariv also, you should wait until Kaddish. When it comes to davening at home, you should wait at least the amount of time of what's called Dalad Amos. Don't step back right away. Especially even if you're davening Betzibu and it's space problems, etc., you could step back after the shear of Dalad Amos. When it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, a person should not be Roy Mizbein of hint with the eyes, Ikos Bisfasa, doing things with your lips, trying to tell people things, or even show with your fingers. Unless Meshuvah says you have a baby that's crying and the Bein Shchai says the same thing, between brachas, you could indicate with your finger or snap, etc., to try to calm your child. When it comes to, also, when a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei and the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kaddish, so you should stop and listen. Don't answer, but listen until he gets to Yisborach, V'yishtabach, etc. When it comes to Kedusha, you should focus on, you should listen when he's saying Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch, Kvoid, and some say also Yimloch, but the rest of Kedusha, one should not be stopping, and especially today where it's harder to focus. I heard this B'Shem, Pinchas Shaim, B'Zecha, Tzadik, Liv, Bracha. When a person is listening, he should be mechaven to what is being said. There's a beautiful Ben Ishchai that says, Mimanashach, because it's based on Rashi and Tesis, the whole sugya that Masechus Brachos, if Shomea Koine is not considered like really Dibur or not, bottom line is, if it's the wrong thought, then it's not considered a Maiseh. That's a Ben Ishchai, beautiful Ben Ishchai. And lastly, with an incredible Chiddush, the Poskim say that when it comes to davening, and you hear Birkas Kohanim, so what do? So it says to stop and listen. Rav Moshe, in his last Chelek Hei, written by his grandson, he writes a chiddush nifla. He says it seems to him that the right thing to do is if you're all the way behind the Kohanim, meaning you're in front of the Kohanim, and you're all the way in the east, and there's Birkas Kohanim, even if you're in Shmoneh Esrei, you should stop and go in front of the Kohanim. Since that's a chiyuv, it's not considered a hefsek. Have a beautiful day.